Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Daar was gister verskeie berigte in die media dat Franse maatskappye alle beleggings in Suid-Afrika op ys geplaas het weens die regering se onvermoë om verskeie strukturele probleme aan te spreek. Daar is meer as 400 Franse maatskappye wat sake doen in Suid-Afrika en hulle sluit in Total Energies, Air France, Air Liquide, BNB Paribas, Mazars, Danone, Leroy Merlin en L'Oréal. Hierdie maatskappye het reeds gesamentlik die afgelope 4 jaar 70 miljard rand in Suid-Afrika belê en hulle gee werk aan omtrent 70.000 mense. Frankryk is ook die tweede grootste handelsvernoot vir Suid-Afrika in die Europese Unie. Duitsland is natuurlijk die grootste. Sebastian de Pleys is op die lijn, hy is die president van die Foreign Trade Advisors for France in Suid-Afrika, en hy is ook 'n vernoot by Mazars. Sebastian, thank you so much for your time. Please explain your position.
Thank you very much, Rick. I'm very happy to have this clarification with you. As you say, yesterday was a little bit surprising for myself as well, to be honest with you. I will explain a little bit more. You said 70 billion have been invested. It is the amount that was committed at the investment conference about 4 years ago for the following 5 years. And I'm very happy to share with you that this 70 billion have been invested in 4 years, and we are ready to continue to invest, and more important, we are ready to commit to an additional number of investments. My point yesterday was to say that in order to give a new amount of commitment, not investment, but an amount of commitment, there are a few issues that foreign investors have in the country, not only the French, and these few issues are actually at the moment in discussions with the South Africa government. One of them is the visa for foreigners. One of them is electricity. Obviously, we have logistics, transport, education. But for each of these issues, we have at the moment discussions with the government and the different ministers. So French companies are ready to invest and they will continue to invest. When it comes to giving you a number now for the following years, we are waiting to see where this discussion goes. We are waiting to see concrete actions coming, and we are positive on the fact they will come. If you take the topic of the visa, we employed, as you say, 70,000 South African employees in the country. We have a few hundred expats, and you can imagine that expats are important when you invest in a country. You want your CEO, you want a head of a factory, you want people to be able to train your team that are coming from your head country. And for this few hundred visa, we have difficulties today, not only us, but all foreign investors. Some application visa can take a few weeks. Some application visa can take 1 up to 2 years. And we are trying to resolve this issue with the government. Again, we are positive about the country. We are positive these issues will be resolved. Now, we will see that an application of visa take an amount of time that is the same every time, and we get the few visas that we are asking. Certainly, we will be happy to communicate on the new number. But I was talking about number and not talking about continue to invest.
So that is a pledge for future investments. You don't want to disclose that number because that is vastly different to state that you are pausing investments. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Rick. It's absolutely correct. And it was certainly a miscommunication that happened yesterday. But you are right by saying there are still investments coming from France, and South Africa is still, for French companies, a country where investment was successful, but they still want to continue to invest. Absolutely, yes.
How would you describe the relationship between the Foreign Trade Advisors for France with the South African government?
I think the relationship at the moment are good. We are in contact, what I said, and it is important for us to know that we have ministers or directors at the South Africa government that are listening to issues and that are telling us they are working on issues. So I would say the relationship is today very positive, and that's the reason why it was important to correct the fact that we are still investing. We are happy of the discussion in progress, and I can tell you that many more investments are coming. Again, in terms of how much, we just wait to see what is happening with electricity, with visa and logistics.
But even if it only relates to the pledges for future investments, that statement is significant because we've seen the problems with the visas for many years. We are experiencing electricity and logistical challenges also for many years, and it's actually quite bad at the moment. Have you seen an improvement over the past few years? Because we've heard the rhetoric that government is working on implementing change, but it doesn't seem to happen.
Yes, absolutely. So it is important to say there are improvement on some of the topics. Yes, if you take the visa issue, it's been a few years that we are raising that problem. But we never had discussions in the past, and in the last 3 months, we were speaking to our deputy president, Machatile, a few months ago, where we put in place a working group where we said, what exactly would you like on the visa? And you can even see that there is South Africa government trying a new type of visa. And just to explain what it will be about, it's a type of investment visa where if you come to the country with a certain amount of investment, you will be able to decide that you need a certain number of foreigners in the country, and the visa application will be easier for this. That potential new rule is in a test at the moment, and it has started a month ago. So yes, we see improvement. About energy, we all know that we have load sheddings today. Load sheddings are not less than it was last year, but there is a plan in the country. There is a plan to say we want to reduce the load shedding in the next 2 years. So again, come back to my statement. If in 6 months we still continue to say we need 2 more years, then we will start to have an issue. But today, the 2 years plan is in progress. It's been 2 or 3 months that our Minister of Electricity explained the plan. And today there is nothing to say that in 2 years we will still have load shedding. We have to wait a little bit and we want to see concrete actions. And this is exactly what is the statement that I'm saying.
Dit was Sebastian de Pleys, hy is die president van die Foreign Trade Advisors for France in Suid-Afrika en hy is ook 'n venoot by Mazars.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.